The untold story about the boy who has always been misunderstood by society for something he's not. He happens to be my best friend. His name is Anthony Chen.
It was in fifth grade. There were people holding the guards. It's like everybody's in the schoolyard. Everybody has their own cliques, you know. And me, my cousins, and my sister, we went to the same school because we lived around that neighborhood. So we all went, and then they, like, my school is right here, and their school is always in the back. So they dropped me off, and then they continue walking. So I just stand there because I didn't have any friends because people was like, oh, he's gay, so I'm not going to hang out with him. He'd probably touch me or something. So it was just like, okay. Then everybody was like, oh, 8:15, it's time to go to your homeroom class. So I walked into the room. I mean, I was walking up the stairs, and everybody was like, then there's the safety guard was opening the door, right? And I just stood there, and he was, like, whispering and stuff to his friends. Like, his friends are, like, there's, like, a door. The door's like this. He held it right here, and there's, like, a hallway. And then his friends are standing there because they don't want to be waiting outside. And they were whispering to each other, and I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. And then I walked past him, and then our hood was like, oh, he's gay. And it, like, really hurt me. And I was just like, I'm not going to even sweat it. So then sixth grade, it kept happening. And then in seventh grade, I walked past this girl, right? And she was like, oh, someone told me that you came out of the closet. And I was like, same thing. I was like, oh, I didn't come out of the closet because I'm not fucking gay. What the hell is your problem? I was like, oh. Then every time somebody asked my friends, because all my friends always know, I don't have to tell them, they just already know because they don't do stereotypical things. Then he was like, oh, is he gay? Oh, no, he's not gay. He's just grew up around girls and stuff. And then I don't like explaining myself to people because if it's not going to get through their head, if they're going to keep thinking I'm gay, let them.
Why do you get so offended when people call you gay?
I think it's just that, like, it breaks your spirit because, you know, you're trying to be free. You're trying to be yourself. No matter what you do, you always try to be yourself because I'm sorry if I'm feminine and stuff. That does not subject myself as a gay person. It doesn't make any sense, all because I'm feminine. Oh, he's gay, bam. It's like stereotypical conclusion of everybody that's not dressed in cargo pants or in sneakers and Nikes and snapbacks and people that have beats around their neck and stuff. I'm not that stereotypical person because I grew up in the suburbs and people wore suits and stuff. And I walked around, I walked around like in the neighborhood, and people was like in Louboutins and holding freaking speedies and stuff. So I caught on to that, like, oh, he's wearing fitted pants. They're not as baggy, and he has a belt above his damn freaking butt. Like, I'm just getting so angry.
It's okay.
I mean, it just hurts me because my freaking belt is above my damn waist and the back of my pants is up my butt. Like, I mean, it's like society told me to have baggy pants and stuff. And I said, no, I don't want to do this. Society's stupid and I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to stand out. Doesn't mean I have to be gay to stand out. It just means that I have to be myself and be polished in what I do. Because I present myself as if I'm already at work.
When you talk to your friends, you say that your idol is Lady Gaga. Why is that?
Well, I mean, she came out in 2008.
Okay.
Very bullied. Like, I was bullied like a freaking crackhead. Like, if bullying was a drug, I would be addicted to that shit because I've been bullied like crazy. I walk down hallways, everybody turns to their friend and whispers and stuff. And it just, like, really hurt me. So I was at my cousin's house. Then I was like, oh, I really like this song, Just Dance, was playing on the TV, right?
Yeah.
It was like top 20 video hits on VH1, and Just Dance was number one, so I was just listening there. And then I was like, oh, I like her. And then I just stood there, and then she came out with her, it was at the 2010 VMAs. She said that MTV tried to cut out her music video because it was like too risque and stuff, and she said, I refuse because we were all born this way. And then at the end, when she won video of the year, she said that she's coming, then she came out with her third record, her third studio album, and she said that It's called Born This Way, and she sung lyrics that says, I'm beautiful in my way because God makes no mistakes. And I was like, oh. And then a few days later, she came out with the album artwork. And then that's when I was really attached to her. And then I was like, I sat on my bed, right, and I got really bored. So then I took a paintbrush and I started painting her, like, her face on my mural, because she told me to be free. She told me not to be whoever else who people think I want to be. Like, be yourself, be free. And it still hurts because people say, oh, he likes Lady Gaga, he's gay, because majority of Lady Gaga fans are gay, but some of them are not. And people are like, oh, he's a Lady Gaga fan, he's gay. I mean, I only like Lady Gaga because she's free and she doesn't want to be anybody else that she doesn't, you know, she tries to be herself. She is herself. So I'm following in her footsteps, not to become a damn woman, but just to be myself.
Yeah. Interesting. Your friends always, like, hang around you, like your best friends hang around you. Do they think... of asking you the question if you're gay? Like, do you get that question from your best friends?
I mean, in the beginning of the year, Amani told me. Amani Holness told me. She was like, she didn't want to say anything because she was with her other friends. Like, it was the first day of freshman year. And we had to go into our advisory, right? Mm-hmm. So I walked into Miss Gherkin room, and my cousin Brenda, she sat me down, you know, and then I looked back at Amani because she was, like, all across the room, and she was whispering to Amani. She was whispering to her, and I was like, oh, it's just nothing. And then when I started to get to know Amani, like, and then blah, 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 she was like, she didn't say anything, but I just knew what she was going to say. She didn't say anything. I was like, do you think I'm gay? She was like, no. I don't think you're gay. You're a normal person. She's like, I thought it in the beginning of the school year, but I was scared to ask you. And I was like, then I just stayed silent because that's what everybody does. They talk about me because they see what I'm doing. They see how I act. They see what I wear. And then once they get to know me, they erase that from their brain. And then when I ask them, they'd be like, no, in the beginning of the school year I did, when they didn't know me. So they actually...
They assumed.
Yeah, they assumed like everybody else. And I was like, whatever, it's whatever. They already know who I am, so I'm not going to try to explain myself. So,
at any point of the time when people started to call you gay, do you think you began to, like, get that through your head that you thought you were gay?
I mean, at 4 years old, I hung around my cousins and stuff, and they, like, always did fashion shows and stuff. Like, oh, let's put this... And then I was just sitting there, and it was like, oh, come on, come on. So they pulled me, and they started putting clothes on me. And I was like, I don't even care. I don't know what the hell they're doing, so I'm just go with it. Because I didn't know what they were doing, but it seemed so much fun. So I did it. Well, so they did it to me. And then when I was 5, I found out that my uncle, he was gay. He started, like, turning, and then that's why my dad doesn't like gay people.
Mm-hmm.
So and I was like, I'm probably gay because, you know, I used to be so attached to my uncle. Like, we were, like, super close. And then my dad cut him out of his life because he didn't like his lifestyle. He didn't like what he was doing because he was changing what God gave him. So, and then he became a woman. And it was like, his name was Buet. That's how we say it in Cambodian. It's like, oh, what happened to Buet? He was like, my dad was like, oh, he went away. You're not going to be seeing him for a long time. And then I was like, oh. And then I started getting, like, my cousins put, like, makeup on me because they wanted, like, a mannequin and stuff. And then I was like, then I started growing up, and then my dad asked me, he's like, are you gay? And I was like, do you want me to? He got so angry with me because he saw, like, my sister doing it to me. So then he brought me downstairs and he started hitting me. And he was like, are you a boy or are you a girl? I stayed shut because I was so confused. I was like, I'm a boy, right? But then inside, I felt like a girl. And it was just like, I just stayed quiet. And then my mom asked me. They kept asking me back and forth. And I just stayed quiet. And, like, I just started crying because I was so confused. I didn't know what to say. So then he was like, I'm going to buy you girls' clothes because you you obviously are a girl. And it's like, I was like, no, no, don't do that, because God made me as a boy, so I'm just going to deal with it.
Richard is now going to tell his story about Anthony and his perspective on how he thought Anthony was gay.
So, I never actually thought Anthony was gay when we were younger, because he's my cousin, and I only seen him like once or twice. But when I finally, like, when I came to SLA and I finally seen him, like, I didn't recognize him at first, because I haven't seen Anthony in about like a good couple of years. And seeing the way he dressed and everything, you know, I assumed he was, but then I found out that he was actually my cousin, and he wasn't gay. This is the way he acted, like his personality and the way he dressed, like, set it off. I actually was kind of regretful for actually thinking that, because, you know, not knowing your own cousin and just not seeing that, is this the way he dressed? Because a lot of people dress that way, like in certain way that you would think that they're gay, but they're actually not. When I found out Anthony wasn't gay was freshman year, like mid school year of like in Spanish, actually Spanish one, like we were talking, figured out we were cousins and stuff, and then I just randomly asked him, was he gay? I never got an answer that exact time, but like later on that night he like messaged me, and then he said, oh, about that question, I'm not. Is this the way I am? And I really, like, to be honest, I really don't care if he's gay or not. Like, if anyone is gay, like, I support gay rights and I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't mind it whatsoever. But some people take it to extreme extents and say all this and that about a person, and they would never just completely understand. Another thing is that just the way he did things in our old stream, I always thought like, oh yeah, this kid's gay. He has to be gay. And then I found out he was my cousin, and I'm like, wait, no, he's not actually. But, you know, just had to do it to get some clarity, and I clarified it with him, and he really wasn't. Like, basically, when we came into the school, it was basically, like, being at, like, new students and stuff, first time coming back to school, you know, meeting that new kid or whatever. That's how it felt like. Like, I had no sense that he was my cousin whatsoever. And then I was informed that he was actually my cousin, and I was surprised about it, and I just had to ask him if he was gay. But, yeah, that's basically my story.
By making assumptions, it crosses boundaries between close friends and people you have never even met before. This can lead to miscommunication and can have many consequences. Anthony knows that people will always assume that he is gay, whether it's his clothes, the way he portrays himself, or his love for Lady Gaga. But this just goes to show that not everyone is the same.